Hello, this is Belinda. Listen, I've been having a lot of conversations lately with people who are in abusive relationships. Now, mind you, some people are already married and so they have to figure that out. But how about the relationship you begin and you don't know that this person struggles with anger? You don't know that this person struggles with, abusive language. You don't know that they are manipulative. And how do you learn these things? We don't want to go into it and have to learn it because that's not healthy. And of course, and I've always said this, that a lot of times we rush into stuff and time tells all things. So if we would put a little bit of the brakes on some stuff, and watch a person. Like, for example, I said, you really don't know what a person is like until you've been through all four seasons, which means sometimes an entire year. You know, how do they handle anger? How do they handle disappointment? How do they handle other issues that are going on in the relationship? Do they self-sabotage? And you can check a little bit of that on a previous podcast. There are some people who just self-sabotage. It's going too well. And do you have those conversations with people that are in their life? Can you ask someone about them? And it sounds like it's a little too much, but I remember a few years ago when I was much younger, my father would say to me that to ask some of those questions, you know, look up, you know, what looks like the legal piece on end. And I have friends, big brothers, who would say, send me fingerprints. And it may sound funny now, but a lot of us have had some problems in our past. Some of us have been incarcerated, and I'm not saying that that's a wrong thing, but if you were incarcerated for things like weapons, for anger issues, those to me are those red flags that need to be addressed. Now, mind you, as a therapist, we work through those things. But here's the thing that I've always said, I can adjust to any kind of man, but is it healthy for me? Do you know what healthy looks like for you? And it's different for other people. You know, one of the things I ask people, you know, say up front is, do you do drama? Well, based upon your trauma, possibly from your past, something may trigger you and you may decide to do drama. And we all come to the table with some issues. So my thought for the day is to pay attention before you jump all in. You know, don't be so eager to have a man or a woman that you miss all the signs that are telling you, don't collect your $100, don't go past go, and stop. Think, assess, be aware of your surroundings. You have an awesome day. We'll talk soon. Bye.